It's time once again for the Jason Kirkman Show, direct from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where women dress like ladies and men hold the door and tip their hats. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop and spreading smiles across the country. Here he is passing out bowls of boiled peanuts. It's Jason Kirkman.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. I got to tell you, I have really enjoyed putting this show together, getting everything lined up, getting ready to put it together like one giant jigsaw puzzle, and going to put it in a frame, wrap it up in a pretty bow, and hand it just to you. You are listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, coming to you from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin. You know where that is? It's where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed, some of us just barely, and I'm included in that bunch right there. Speaking of which, I think it's getting closer to me finding a barber and getting a few hairs cut, getting my ears lowered. It's about that time. I need to do that. Maybe I'll do that today. Or maybe I'll just, no, I was going to say, maybe I'll do that myself, just go in the back room with a pair of clippers and a mirror. But, you know, every time I do that, I end up regretting it. I save a few bucks, but I end up regretting it. Do you cut your own hair? I've been known to do it many and many times. Anyway, let's get done with that. Let's get into some great music and fun right here on the show. We'll be right back right after some of this great music.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling's going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling when I woke up and you were gone. I took you in when you were hungry.
Elvis Presley with Dirty Feeling. Here's Bill Haley in the Comets with Is It True What They Say About Dixie?
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom around everybody's door? Do the folks keep a eatin' possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is that dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. About Dixie, does that sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom around everybody's door? Do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee. It's that dream by that stream so sublime. Do they laugh? Do they love? Like they say in every song. If it's true, that's where I belong.
They'll know you've arrived when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel, the car that's truly new from nameplate to taillights. New from the front. New from the side. New from the rear. Only Edsel has the sleek, clean-line design that sets it apart from the look-alike cars. And it combines new looks with the newest V8 engines in the world, the big new Edsel 400 and the power-packed Edsel 475. It is unlikely you have ever driven a car with so much real, usable power as the Edsel. And with Edsel's exclusive Teletouch Drive, you drive more safely, more easily than you ever have before, because both hands can stay at the wheel while the Edsel shifts electrically. There's even the added luxury of new Edsel air suspension that's just like riding on air, because you are. And remember, of all the medium-priced cars, car for car, across the board, the 1958 Edsel is the one that's new and the lowest price, too. So see your Edsel dealer.
That was Charlie Rich with Mohair Sam. Here's the Beverly Hillbillies singing about Beverly Hills.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Now you wake up in the morning feeling like a grouch. They take you to a doctor, you lay down on his couch. You thrill him with stories till his face is red. He charges you $40, he should pay you instead.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They got E.
eating places with highfalutin' class. They cook a piece of duck and stick it under glass. You get so darn mad, you want to kill the cook. You're there to eat the victuals, not just sit there and look.
That's the way we're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but it wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They'll go out in a pasture where the grass is slick. They lay down a ball and hit it with a stick. It don't make no sense, bless my soul. They spend all day trying to lose it in a hole.
If you get a little hogskin down your sink, you could get a plumber, that's what you think. You look in the yellow phone book for the numbers. There's a million psychiatrists, but only two plumbers.
Living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but it wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Beauty parlors, the ladies have a plan. They want to look as pretty, as girly as they can. They'll go and buy a sweater and tight pants, and they walk out looking just like a man.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Say, Granny, how about cracking that jug and making a toast to Mr. Drysdale?
I will do, Jed, will do.
Mr. Drysdale, it's you I want to thank for keeping my $40 million in your bank. Your bank has got it safe and sound. Part for you, we'd have buried it in the ground.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Here's Sam Cooke with Twistin' the Night Away.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. Twisting the night away. Here's a fella in blue jeans dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
How much does a pirate pay for corn? Well, that's easy. A buccaneer.
Thank you. by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited but you must have lost your way. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
That was Heartaches by the Number by Guy Mitchell. Here's the Beatles with P.S. I Love You.
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that I'll always be in love with you. Treasure these few words till we're together. Keep all my love forever. P.S. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Here's Billy Harlan with Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, early this morning, sitting in school, my classwork finished, had nothing to do. From across the street in the very next block came the crazy sound of an old jukebox. Up and began to shout. Shake the rattle and roll. Yeah, the beat really satisfied my soul. When we really got started, Now the principal just may call these old. Shake of this whole town, handful of nickels, that old jukebox. Today we'll make this schoolhouse rock. Now all you teeth have got a shake. Come on, get with it, you ain't a gonna break. Now the classroom dark from wall to wall. We opened the door and they were rocking in the hall. When it got too crowded, we didn't stop, we just moved outside where we could really rock. Principal, the teacher, the whole class was there. Everybody getting with it, no one seemed to care. Now everybody there was really digging the sound, and they were picking them up and a little down. Nobody there wasn't watching the clock. The day we made this schoolhouse rock.
Stalking is apparently not just for the young. Well, in Japan at any rate, where an 85-year-old man has been arrested on stalking charges. His alleged victim is an 80-year-old woman who shared a hospital room with the man's wife who died last year. Police warned the man after receiving complaints from the woman about harassment and breaking into her house. His behavior, however, is said to have gotten worse, and he was arrested on suspicion of violating anti-stalking laws.
I also think it's important to look for the humor around us every single day. I was in an airport, and I always try to listen and just watch. And I became aware of a heated argument behind me, three or four rows back. It was awkward because it was so loud, and I turned this way like I didn't hear it. The argument was between a teenager and her mother, and they were arguing over a boy. I know this argument. I have been a teenager. I am a mother. I am a grandma. I could have taken either place from these people right here. Either place. The teenager was saying, you can take me on this trip, and you can take away my cell phone. But when we get home, I am too going out with him. Well, it was so awkward. I looked to see if anybody else was eavesdropping like I was, and it was amazing. Everybody in the gate area had just become interested in, like, a light bulb. And one man tying his shoe back and forth, back and forth. But a second later, I found out we were all listening because we all burst out laughing at the same time when the teenager said, he is too a nice boy. Why else would he be doing 200 hours of community service?
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby.
Let's rock! She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, 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 more. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby.
Let's rock again now.
We'll be right back.
Bop-a-loola, I don't mean my baby. Bop-a-loola, she's my baby. Bop-a-loola, I don't mean my baby. Bop-a-loola, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby.
That was Gene Vinson and the Blue Caps with Bebopalula. Here's Johnny Cash with One Piece at a Time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 68.
You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show.
Oh, good.
I had to get a job. You don't want to work.
What are you doing?
I got a job in a bakery.
Good. What are you doing there?
Loafing.
Oh, boy. What are you doing?
Loafing.
Where?
In a bakery.
You working?
Certainly.
Doing what?
Loafing.
Well, that's what I was doing here. I was just taking it easy. I was
loafing. No, that kind of loafing. You're just a lazy idiot. Not this here kind here.
I was taking it easy, same as you.
I work when I loaf.
How can you work and loaf at the same time?
Why not?
Can you do that?
That's what they pay me for.
They pay you for what?
To loaf.
How do they pay you for loafing? You're in a baker's store, you gotta do something.
I'm in a baker, so I'm loafing there.
You just go to the work in a baker's store and you don't do a thing. And
oh, yes, oh, yes.
How much they pay in a baker's store for loafing?
$1.50 an hour.
For loafing?
The union man. I belong to the union.
I'm loafing here. I ain't getting nothing for it.
Well, you're not supposed to get any money for that kind of loafing.
Well, can I loaf there, would you?
I should say not. You've got to join a union.
I gotta join a union of loafers?
You can't loaf without belonging to the union.
Well, what do you think of that? Well, you mean I gotta join a union in order to loaf?
Well, certainly.
Don't say nothing, but I was loafing here without the union.
No, you aren't loafing here. You can't loaf here. You can't loaf here. You got no dough.
I got no dough. That's why I'm loafing, because I got no dough.
Oh, no. If you had dough, you could loaf. But then you'd have to get a card and join the union.
You mean you gotta have dough to loaf?
Well, sure. How can you loaf without dough?
That's very hard. I've been trying to. You can't do it, then.
You can't do anything.
I can't retire right now. I gotta have a job.
Someday, come down to the bakery. I'll show you how to loaf. I do real loafing. In fact, you know, I never told you this. My whole family were loafers.
No kidding.
Sure. My father was a bigger loafer than me.
He was?
Yeah, he was one of the best loafers in the family.
I think you're a better loafer than your father.
Oh, I know that now, because he taught me how to loaf.
You know you're a bigger loafer than your father.
Right? Oh, sure, sure.
You're a bigger loafer than me, too, ain't you?
Well, you're no loafer.
I'm not.
No, certainly not.
But you are.
You're just a lazy, no good for nothing, whatever you
call. How can I be lazy? You just told me I'm no loafer. You're a loafer, not me.
But I get paid for loafing. You don't.
That's what I don't understand. Working in a bakery store, I'm getting paid $1.50 an hour for loafing.
That's right.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand? What is that to understand?
I don't understand you working and loafing and getting paid for it.
Wait a minute.
Can I get a job there? Do the same? No, I can't get a job there.
You have to belong to the union.
All you do is talk, and that's all I hear. You don't say nothing, loafing.
I don't say anything.
No.
Look, you go to the union. You get a card. You go to the bakery. They give you dough. You need the dough first.
I need the dough, and how I need the dough? We need dough to get something nice.
I need the dough in order to loaf.
I need the dough in order to loaf. Give me some dough, and I'll get something to eat in the joint.
You can't get any dough. You
poor
can't
Bingo. I don't know what I'm going to do to him. He's going to look for other parents. Leave me.
Wait a minute.
I want to ask you just one thing.
What?
What makes a balloon go up?
Hot air.
What's holding you down?
This week's shout-out goes to my friend Drew Gomber. Drew is a historian here in southern New Mexico, and you've probably seen him if you've ever watched the History Channel. He's famous for his knowledge on Western history, particularly that of the Lincoln County War and that somewhat lovable scoundrel, Billy the Kid. Here's to you, Drew, for keeping all of us amateur historians in the know.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson Timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
That was Jimmy Dean with Big Bad John. Here's Little Eva with The Locomotion.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier than learning your ABC. So come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. You gotta swing your hips now.
First individual to call the New World by the name of America was the cartographer Martin Waldseemüller, who inscribed the new name on his map of the world engravings in the year 1507. And it's long been assumed that he named it after Amerigo Vespucci, but recent evidence has been produced to suggest another source, the Bristol merchant Richard Amerique, A-M-E-R-I-K-E, who was one of the main sponsors of John Cabot's voyages to North America.
Hello, this is Jim in Michigan. I just wanted to say I really enjoy the Jason Kirtman show, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of it. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Following a break-in at a church in Massachusetts, an investigation revealed that some thieves had stolen some priestly garments. No money or anything of value was taken. Police later arrested three men after seeing one of them wearing the garments inside an abandoned building. The priest says that he forgives the thieves, but he would like to know why they took these priestly garments. Do you remember Foster Brooks? He's the comedian that used to pretend and play like he was drunk all the time. He was on a lot of Dean Martin's Celebrity Roast and other television shows. A lot of people don't know that he was actually a pretty good singer. Here he is, Foster Brooks, singing Release Me.
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you anymore. your sin. Release me and let me love again. I have found a new love, dear, and I will always want her near. Her lips are warm while yours are cold. Release me, my darling, let me go. Please release me, can't you see? You'd be a fool to cling to me.
Baby, I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Bossa nova.
When NASA astronauts first came back with samples of moon rocks, scientists at NASA headquarters ground them up along with samples of Earth rocks. Don't ask me how it happened, but one of the scientists tasted some of the moon rocks and then tasted some of the Earth rocks. And what they found out was that the moon rocks tasted just a little bit better than the Earth rocks. And when they discovered the reason why, they came to this conclusion, that the moon rocks were just a little meatier. You've been listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. I'm so glad to have the opportunity every week to bring you some great entertainment. And I'd like to thank the stations at this time that carry The Jason Kirkman Show. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII in Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and also 97.5 FM in Alamogordo, New Mexico, their sister station. I'd like to thank Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cara, West Virginia, WVPV, That stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. Oldies Radio in Cairo, and they're proud to be first in Ritchie County. I'd like to thank Jerry at Country Lovin' Radio in Vancouver, Washington, and also Michele Parton and his friends at Hawaiian Pacific Radio in Phoenix, Arizona. And I don't want to forget Dean and all the fantastic folks at oldiesradio88.com, and rememberwhenradio.com in Columbia, South Carolina. Also, the Leading Edge Radio Network, Greg Martin and all the team in Dallas, Texas. Also, I'd like to thank Q-Star Radio in Tampa, Florida, Steve Jarrett and the crew, and KOWS Radio 107.3 FM in Occidental, California, Don and all of his programming committee. Thank you very much. And what a team, Andy, David, Fred, and Liz from WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. And last but not least, our newest affiliates, Radio EZ and Retro Gold, both out of Seattle, Washington. Mr. Dave Garlock and all of his associates, thank you so very much. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show, where I'm trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way things used to be in America, and we're going to make it happen again. Now let's get on with some more fun. Was Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with Stay. Hey, do you remember these guys that used to run around all over the place in those pink fluorescent shirts and shoes and shorts? I'm talking about the joggers. Here's Ray Stevens singing about jogging.
Well, I wake up every morning for the crack of dawn, slip into my Nikes and sweats and I'm gone jogging. I got jogging on the brain. Heat wave, sleet, hail or hurricane, I'm out pounding down the pavement. I'm a fool for pain. Jogging. Yeah, I'm jogging. Well, I've been galled between the thighs by my velvet dogs. I've been bit right on the buns by them Doberman dogs. I've had severe inflammation of my Achilles heel. Is this a way a healthy person's supposed to feel? I got muscle cramps, I got runner's knee, but no amount of suffering will ever stop me from jogging. I got jogging on the brain. Sleet, hail or hurricane, I'm out pounding down the pavement. I'm a fool for pain. Jogging. Jogging. I got fluorescent patches for running in the dark. I got a little can of mace for the muggers in the park. I've been fussed at and cussed at by people in their cars. I've been clotheslined, running blind in people's backyards. devices of all sorts. A jogger's watch, I read the runner's magazine. I eat fruit, bran, fiber, and frozen lean cuisine. I've tried handball, racquetball, tennis, and golf, but they don't move me. I only get off on jogging. I got jogging on the brain. Heat, wave, sleet, hail, a hurricane. I'm out pounding down the pavement. I'm a fool for pain. Jogging. Yeah, I'm jogging. Yeah, I'm feeling good now. Oh, I bet you I can do 27 miles a day. Uh-oh, is that a black dog peeping around the corner of that house at me? Dadblamit, I told him to put a chain on this boy. I'm going to have to call the pound again. Oh, Lord, here he comes. Oh, good boy. Nice dog. Heels down, boy. Now I'm really jogging. I think I just messed up my $50 shorts. Feast don't fail me now.
You've been listening to The Jason Curtman Show. Check out my website, jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. .com, and look at all of the links to the affiliate stations that carry The Jason Curtman Show right there in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. And while you're there, check out the blog. A lot of good pictures and stuff from the past. You'll love it, I guarantee it. Or my name's not Jason Curtman. You've been listening to the show, and I hope you come back next time right here on this great, wonderful station that you're listening to now. Here's the Everly Brothers with All I Have to Do is Dream.
I want you in my arms when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night. Time.